Let's keep this lovely energy and move into a meditation and a cryon channeling. I invite you to close your eyes and let us repeat the phrase, I expect benevolence in all things, in all ways. Essentially, we are giving allowance for things we don't yet know about coming to us like a precious gift. It's a gift filled with love. And therefore, there is this excitement and anticipation of something good coming our way. We deserve to have good things come our way. We deserve to be constantly reminded that we are loved beyond measure. We deserve to have a message of love come to us in many, many ways, whether it's through friendship, through animals we love, through experiences we have, or through messages from cryon. And so let us take delivery of the first good thing to come our way from cryon.
Is there a method to allow humans to live longer? This is something I would like to talk a little more in depth on today. And I'll just give you a warning in advance. Some of these things may be controversial to what you've learned, to what you've been told, even to your lifestyle. As you hear this right now, I will tell you that human beings are being given literally an energetic dispensation, you might say, an energetic placement so that you, as a human being, can live longer. Live longer than you would have otherwise, and that's the point. Yes is the answer. Yes is the answer. There are ways for the human being to live longer. And I could categorize them, and I still would not get your attention like I will the first one. So let's not categorize them. Let's just say there is a way that everyone knows it's obvious, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Before we get to the one that's less obvious, there are those who are understanding now, and for 10 years or more, there has been a push toward better eating, a push toward better food. And in that, there are many diets for you. And we have said before that not one of them is for all of you. Did you get that? There is no one correct diet for every single one of you. It doesn't work that way. Have you noticed how individual you are? Every single human being. What if that individuality went all the way into your ancestral DNA? Now, careful, I want you to understand what I'm saying. What if you had ancestral DNA that actually works with and controls your metabolism, your life, all of the things that you are as you move forward? Ancestral DNA is the placement of energy for your ancestors. Where did you come from? That's the point. You cannot ignore it. In so many of those in this, my partner's country, the United States, who don't have really ancestors who worked here. They are someone else. They're from somewhere else, and they become someplace else and someone else that you don't even know. You may even not have had contact with them. That's the way so much of the immigration has worked in his country. So what were they like? Maybe you should find out. And here's why. Because where they were placed, where they were born, where your grandfathers and grandmothers had their grandfathers and grandmothers, and it kept going back and back, you'll find yourself in another country. In that lineage, if you look at it. And you might say that how they ate and how they sustained themselves in the environment that they had is in your DNA. Now, you're going to come along and decide to do a diet that's missing one of the four food groups, or concentrate on one, ignoring all of the others. And in a way, you're saying, this is the best thing for me, ignoring all of that, which is your ancestral DNA. How do you feel about it? So, I am not making diets wrong. I'm saying, be careful. If you go on one that does that, make sure it feels right. Don't be surprised if one day there is something that is wrong, or you feel something and you go to a physician and they say, well, perhaps you ought to eat this other thing for a while, and they say, no, I don't do that. And what they're trying to tell you is your ancestral DNA is objecting to your health for what you've done. Eating is a big one, isn't it? And so we tell you yet again, eating correctly for your ancestral DNA will allow you to live longer, and the reason is because you're balanced. This body of yours is designed to regenerate. This body of yours is designed to work within the DNA you were given by your ancestors. It doesn't change simply because you were born here. That's number one, food. Number two, one of the things that so many of you miss is that you will live longer, much longer, with a stronger immune system. Now, here we go, because there will be those who will object to what I'm going to say. Because you learned it differently from those metaphysical teachers who say, you must do this, you must do that, you must do that. They are as guilty as the ones who give you a diet that say there's only one way to do this. There are many ways to do things, dear ones, depending upon your energy, your contact with spirit, all of the things that you call the metaphysical experience that you would have. How close are you to the Creator? A stronger immune system will allow you years more. Because a stronger immune system will not catch the flus, not the colds, or all of the other things common to humans. And where one will have one of those things happen every year, you might have it happen every 10 years. Because a strong immune system will keep you balanced and strong in that department. Listen, even if a pandemic should occur, and one did, those with stronger immune systems will survive where others with weakers will not. It has nothing to do with some of the things that you've been told, dear ones. Maybe what you would call the antidotes has another name I won't mention. It has nothing to do with that, nothing. It's just that a stronger immune system will help you survive. And that is simple logic. Dear ones, there are several ways to have a stronger immune system, so as to let you know what others have told you, can you create that through consciousness? Oh, yes, you can. In fact, the last thing we're going to tell you has to do with that very thing. Can consciousness alone create a stronger immune system? Yes, and here is why. Consciousness is energy. Your chemistry in your body, all of it, responds to consciousness, all of it. It's the most powerful thing you have, but it's difficult. It's difficult for most of you because you live in a modern world and you do not yet have the tools to target that which are parts of your body to work on daily, in order to balance this body of yours for beauty, for longevity. It takes a meditator, dear ones. It takes one who knows how to focus on the cells, on the DNA, and work together in a way that so many find difficult. Often, you don't even have time. So I am telling you the best and most efficient way is through your own consciousness, through the affirmations that you would say daily. When you talk about the strength of your own immune system and you tell your body to behave, basically, that you're the boss, basically. That's number one. There are several ways of working with your immune system. The second one, of course, is food. There will be certain kinds of food substances known for their nutrition, for their vitamins, for their minerals, that you can then take in addition to what you eat that help your ancestral DNA with a stronger immune system. But often they don't taste very good. And so when you get the idea that you will take these and you will ingest these and these, pretty soon you go, bleh, this is not necessarily what I would like. It doesn't taste good. That's very common, dear ones. It is common because you didn't grow up with it. Or perhaps your ancestral DNA doesn't like it because you didn't take it before. You must have the ability to strengthen your immune system in a world where you've decided to put yourself in harm. And you have. You live in pollution. What do you do about that? This then draws down your immune system. Did you know that? Of course it will. You're breathing in pollution. Your immune system is struggling all the time. You may be one that has decided to live in a place that you rarely see the sun. You go to work. All you have is central heating and air conditioning, always blowing all of the chemistry upon you, and you breathe that most of your life. Do you think that is going to strengthen your immune system? No, it's going to weaken it. If you have a stronger immune system, all of those things will work fine if you wish to supplement them with the vitamins and the minerals that you don't get, the substances that you should have had in a normal ancestral DNA balance. Then you get down to supplements. Yes, indeed. I will tell you that your planet has provided some very pure sustenance in supplements that is safe. Look for them, which will be the ones to help those who cannot do it naturally and cannot do it through food, and so you will do it through the supplements. In your civilization, that probably will work best. Because again, so many of you don't have time. You don't have time to live longer. Sad, but it's true. So that was that one way I'm telling you about. There are three ways. There's consciousness, there's food, and there's supplements. I have a story. It's one that repeats itself constantly. I want you to listen carefully. There's a man and a woman, husband and wife, and they've been married together, partners, joyful partners, for 50 years. And as it is in life, one is taken early, leaving the other one devastated. And in that scenario, you often see something that is going to tell you everything. In the grief that the one feels after the other one leaves, the chemistry starts to change in the human body. The ideas of life itself and what it's worth starts to change in the human body. And often, within months, the other one passes over. What just happened? I want you to pay attention. The consciousness of the individual who was left could not cope with the grief that changed the chemistry and created death. Better to leave than to stick around. That means that consciousness actually controlled lifespan. Consciousness does this in both directions. In other words, it can terminate your life early and it can extend it way beyond the place where it would have been. Consciousness can extend life. That is the biggest new thing I could tell you. That in this energy is the best thing you could ever do to have a longer life. And here we go. Some will say, well, I do have good consciousness. I'm listening to this program. Of course I have good consciousness. Let me ask you a question. Do you fear the future? Are you one that has been told that this is not going to go very well these next years, and so you ought to worry about it? And you do. If you're one who perhaps turns on the media and they say you ought to worry about it, and you do. If you are in fear of the future, you're barely keeping up. And the chemistry of your body is pressed upon. It does not keep that immune system of yours strong. It does not keep the balance of your body strong. It even frightens your ancestral DNA because you're afraid of life. Afraid of life. And you might say, that's not me. That's not me, Karen. I'm not afraid of life, really. Do you complain? Do you complain? Do you go to places where others complain with you? You have a complaining party. When others come over, do you decide you're believing certainly, you believe something in common, therefore you should complain in common? I'll tell you, this diminishes your life. Diminishes your life. And the reason, the chemistry of your body reacts to these kinds of things. Negativity, fear, complaining is that which then actually digs into that which you think is wrong and exposes it. That's fear. You may not think it is, but it is. How do you sleep at night after you go to a complaining party? This is common to humanity. It is common to your society. And here is my message. Get out of the habit. You have the ability to live an exceptionally long life. Your body is designed for it. It's designed for it when you don't beat it up. It's designed for it when you don't give it bad chemistry and fear and worry. It's designed to repair itself, rejuvenate, and last a very long time. I am telling you something you need to hear. You want to live longer? You can. You can. Make sure you eat something that's common sense and not something somebody just gave you. Try it. See if it works. Don't believe somebody because it works for them. Support your immune system in many ways so you always have a stronger immune system. Measure it, perhaps, with how many colds you get. And you'll see them start to diminish. You know that your immune system is ready. That will give you added years. And finally, stay out of fear. Stay out of worry. Don't have complaining parties. I just gave you some secrets, some really good ones. And you can stay around a lot longer on this planet. Perhaps for your partner, perhaps for your children, perhaps just so you can spread the joy of who you are to the human race. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.